Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 5th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 5¾ cents at 640.5. March wheat down 22 cents, 739. January beans down 0.75 cents at 1437¾. Some of the other markets, the meal was up $8 here at 432.10. The bean oil was down 265 at 62.57. That was about a 3.8 cents drop off the highs. Gold and silver both put in outside down days here today. Crude oil, after being $2 higher on the opening, closed down 305 at 76.93 a barrel. So a lot going on here. The dollar rallied about 125 ticks off the lows. So it's been a pretty interesting day out here. We opened higher off the news about China and the COVID. As I said this morning, I didn't think that was particularly friendly out here. If they're going to ease restrictions, that tells me that virus could spread throughout that country. Not that we're going to know the real numbers because it's China, but I would think their infection rate would go through the roof out here. But we'll see how they handle it. We opened higher with the crude oil being $2.5 higher. COVID, we didn't open as high as I think people would have liked to. We immediately started selling off the corn and the wheat. The dollar started to rally. The crude oil started to break. And the Dow Jones is currently down 565 points. So I think, it just kind of combined into a lower day. Now, if you're looking for good news in the wheat market, we made a new low and low close for the year in March wheat today. And we've said many times, a lot of times, we'll make the lows for the year on the first Monday of the month. Today is the first Monday of the month, so maybe we can get at least some kind of dead cat bounce out of here. We'll have to see, but we're getting a little bit oversold in the wheat market, and it may be time for a little bit of a rally here. They were talking about the weather in Argentina being too hot and dry, which supported the beans somewhat. It's hot and dry there. They've had some rains. Temperatures 90 to 100. But they look like they're going to get more rains later in the week. If La Nina is truly breaking down, that should really change the whole complexity of that weather system. Brazil is in really good shape. We don't see any problems there. Temperature is very typical, 80s into the low 90s. So, I can't imagine, things continue that they're not going to have just an absolutely humongous crop out here. So we have a lot of moving parts to this market. With the crude down 305, put a lot of pressure here. We did rally the corn about almost 3 cents off the lows by the close. The wheat rallied a nickel. Beans rallied 2¾. But I would think we could probably see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow in the corn, wheat, and the beans. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884. Oh, the export numbers were 524 on the corn. That was 200 above last week. The beans, 1.7. That was 500,000 metric tons under last week. And the wheat, 334, about 50 million above last week. So corn and wheat weren't too bad, though we closed lousy. The beans were really pretty light, and they closed basically steady out here. Of note, the March oats were down 22 cents at 335¾. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.